Jeremy, you are in the state that is the biggest prize today for both parties.
Yes, although much has been made of the fact that here in Pennsylvania on the Republican side, the winner of the state only gets a small number of the delegates. The rest of the delegates don't have to cast their ballots for the person who wins this state. So very confusing, and we will get to that. But this is just one state that is voting today. The others are Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. And we're going to check in now on Lil Rhodey, Rhode Island, considered one of the states that Bernie Sanders has a shot at winning. And on the Republican side, Donald Trump is heavily favored. Scott McKay covering the primary for WRNI in Rhode Island. He's with us from Providence. Hi, Scott.
Great to be here from Divine Providence today.
I love Providence, a great city. By the way, Pittsburgh, a beautiful city as well, where I am today. But let's talk about Rhode Island. It is the only primary of five today that is not closed, which means unaffiliated voters in the state can cast a ballot in either party's election. Who does that benefit, and what's turnout like today?
Well, the turnout's been pretty strong so far, what we've heard around the state. What that does is it helps Sanders on the Democratic side, and it certainly helps Donald Trump probably, on the Republican side, because he's done well when their states with independents are allowed to vote. And the same with Sanders. Sanders drew 7,000 people to a rally in Providence on Sunday, and that's the largest political rally that we've had in Rhode Island since Bill Clinton came here in 1996 to campaign for re-election, and he was a sitting president.
Well, here is one reason why Sanders might do well in Rhode Island. A voter like 18-year-old Scott Lapicera, who is from Warwick.
This is going to be the first year I'll be participating in the election, so I'm kind of excited about that. And I'm leaning more towards Bernie Sanders because at this point he seems like he's the person more for the people.
The person more for the people. Why is Clinton struggling to attract support there in Rhode Island the way that she is in other states that are voting today?
Well, what we have here in Rhode Island is a pretty interesting dynamic that I think has played out in other states. Sanders has the insurgents and the enthusiasm, particularly of the young, and again, some of the liberal side of the Democratic Party base here, which is pretty large. On the other hand, Clinton has the entire Democratic establishment in Rhode Island, from U.S. Senators Jack Reed and Sheldon White, Governor Gina Raimondo. This is a state that has no Republican statewide elected officials. And all the superdelegates so far have pledged their allegiance to Clinton. So what you have here is kind of the progressive side of the party versus the establishment side of the party.
Scott, on the Republican side, Donald Trump had a rally yesterday in Warwick. Here he is.
The Warwick region of the state, we love Warwick, right? Has lost. Yeah, I know, but don't let this happen. 44% of its manufacturing jobs since 2001. That's when China joined the World Trade Organization. Oh, isn't that a surprise, right?
So, by the way, is it Warwick or Warwick, Scott?
It's pronounced Warwick to local people, so he's right.
Okay, but here
with
is
a strange
Trump
Rhode
supporter.
Island accent.
Well, here's Trump supporter Dane York of Westerly, who expressed some concerns about Trump.
I don't like the fact, though, that he doesn't have a plan for a lot of the things that he says he wants to do. So that's the only thing that I'm still a little leery about.
How's his support in Rhode Island?
He seems to be getting some of the more libertarian folks. His support is more suburban, rural, white, just what you'd expect, an older demographic. Now, the one thing he does seem to be getting is the remnants of the Tea Party. He has a couple of elected officials, a very conservative Republican state representative from Warwick, a man named Joe Trillo has been barnstorming the state and helping him out. But I think that he's going to get these kind of crankier, older voters, the same kind of people that he got in Massachusetts when he won the primary there. The Massachusetts electoral demographics are very similar to Rhode Island.
And what about undecideds? Listen to this 25-year-old voter, Nicole Langless from West Greenwich.
I feel like it's more about slandering people right now than it is about actually getting to the facts. I'm very undecided who I'm going to vote for at the moment. I have been watching a lot of the debates, but almost every debate that happens, I feel like my opinion gets swayed.
Are there a lot of voters going to the polls today undecided in Rhode Island?
It was pretty interesting. The Democratic side, especially, if you looked at the polling, They had about a 16% undecided in a poll released Sunday by Brown University, and that's pretty high this close to an election. So I think there are some undecided voters. Ted Cruz didn't bother with Rhode Island, and I don't blame him. We don't have a lot of the kind of evangelical voters. No,
yeah,
most people in Rhode Island, it's the most Roman Catholic state in the country, and the Protestants tend to be from the mainline dominations like Episcopals and Congregationalists. Yeah.
That's Scott McKay, a political analyst with Rhode Island Public Radio. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.
And we look forward to Jeremy's reporting from Pennsylvania on this primary day. But meanwhile,